Man, I don't even remember. We went in. I went in. I know I went in on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods last year, with this whole, the water, some of my friends are calling it the Waffle House scandal. Because out of all the girls this dude decided to screw with, the one that he's the most enamored with, from what I heard, is this chick who's slanging hash browns and Waffle House. You know, that's dedication. That is dedication right there. That is a true testament to Tiger's fixation on the simple things in life. Ain't nothing wrong with a girl who can hook up some hash browns now, covered, smothered, and top. Alrighty, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Hello. Can you hear me? Alright. It's your boy, GQ Bound. It's been a long time. Man, I can't remember the last time that we all sat in such an intimate setting, you know. Just me and you, you know, us together, you know, sharing our thoughts and sharing my thoughts with you and my impeccable tastes in music. It's like, no, it's good to be back in the booth. It's good to be back in the studio. It's good to have these headphones on. It's good to be in front of all these computer screens, all these keyboards, these knobs, buttons, speakers, and, you know, all, you know, every so often, shit that just don't work. But that's one of the things you really have to, you know, deal with when you're working with electronic equipment. But that's cool. How have y'all been? I haven't spoken to y'all since, shit, it had to be at least December. How you been? How your mama been? How you doing? You know? I want to hear from y'all. With you,
today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday. And the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and some. And the word once. Because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the day. Because the day belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is a preview of tomorrow, but for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view is a thought of a better untried reality. Yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Ray. Planet Ray's sound of guns.
The light of the past is the light which was. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light of the future was the light which is to be. The wisdom of the future was the light of the future, see. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Tomorrow belongs to the living. The past is certified as a finished product. Anything which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule. The perfect man of the past is made according to the rule of the past. The rule of the past is the law of injustice and hypocrisy. The revelation of the meaning of the law is revealed through the law itself. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light which is to be. The wisdom of the future. The light of the future casts the shadows of tomorrow.
The music is different here. Yeah.
Sun Ra. Ra.
Lord Quad.
Man,
time as officially in.
You know how GQ Bound does it. I do it raw. I do it rough. You know, no sugarcoating, no frills, no none of that. I keeps it real. But just kind of scanning the news wires while those songs were playing, and I don't know. I mean, I could talk about it, just the whole Scott Brown debacle. Not even really a debacle, it's just just the breakaway win for the Massachusetts the Senate. It was Brown, I believe, versus Coakley. Yeah, Coakley, and Coakley was the Democratic candidate, and all the polls swore up and down early and even like midway through this race, they were convinced that Coakley had it tied up in the bag, blah 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 blah, and all that good stuff. And next thing you know, it was a couple of hours before the polls completely closed, the analysts started to switch. They started to change their minds about the whole situation. And as 60% of the precincts were reported, 70, 80, 90 plus, next thing you know, Brown was the new senator, Republican senator. It's crazy. And now Democrats, the Dems are scrambling to trying to pick up the tattered and torn pieces of an already suspect healthcare bill. Oh man, crazy. But if you've ever come across me, if any of my listeners, if y'all ever to meet me in life and in real life, which I hope we can someday. I mean, I'm always down to meet new people. If we do come across each other at any point in our lives, or in the next life, or in the life after that, I have a strict policy when it comes to things that I will and will not discuss. And there are three major categories that I've told people time and time again, my worst enemy to my best friends, even family and past and present lovers, the three things I will never discuss in any kind of detail. And those are the subjects of politics, sports, and religion. Namely because anybody who, I don't care how much education you've gotten in any of those fields, I don't care how much you claim to know about a certain subject, everybody is an idiot. Everybody, for some reason, all reason and logic gets thrown completely out the window whenever you try to have a civil conversation with anybody from all walks of life. When you try to have a civil conversation about any of those three subjects, sports, politics, and religion, and not even necessarily in that order. Those are just, like I said, those are just three things that I do not talk to anyone about, because people are idiots, Democrats are idiots, Republicans are idiots, Yankees fans are idiots, Sox fans are idiots, Christians are idiots, Muslims are idiots. Everybody's an idiot when it comes to that kind of stuff, and I just refuse. I'm sorry if it breaks your heart, if I offend any of my listeners out there. Hey, at least now you know. At least I'm not going to sit here and try to feign interest with you in the future whenever you bring up one of those three topics. So, you know, that's just, you know, that's GQ Bounds. Transparency policy. I try to let you know everything about me so there is absolutely no confusion, zero confusion in the future. You dig? All right. But yeah, Scott Brown thing, you know, that's all well and good. The no matter how you slice it, the healthcare bill is going to be, it's not going to do jack shit for anyone. So don't toss away your healthcare, your private healthcare plans just yet. But the one thing I will comment on, because right after this happened, I was on Twitter, you know, just, you know, scanning Twitter, trying to see everybody's thoughts on it. And, like this is going back to the whole idea of people being just total idiots. And there were just an overwhelming amount of, people who just, you know, this is a win for America. There's no way that we're gonna be, you know, we don't know where we're gonna mimic our government like those socialist French or those commie and all those commies out there. And I'm just like, it bothers me that there are still people who are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that just because there is an integrated semi-universal at best healthcare plan for the United States, for the people of the United States, young, poor, rich, old, whether you got a job, whether you got 2-3 jobs, or no job at all, you know, it's, why would you not want that? Like, what is the big problem? And then of course, somebody will come back and be like, well, I'll tell you what, I work too damn hard every day to pay taxes. I'm a tax-paying redbud. Where did that term come from? Since when did that term become an instant validation for your American birthright? I pay taxes and I'm a red-blooded American and I eat apple pie and hot dogs at baseball games. Congratulations, you've just shown me that you place yourself in the 65%. The only thing you've done is shown me that you place yourself in the 65-some-odd% of fat ass Americans in this country. That is the only thing you've told me. The only thing. Okay. As much as I said I was going to get into politics and things, don't for a second, at least not to me, think that just because, like Chris Rock said, just because you came out of your mom's pussy in Detroit makes you think that you are better than anybody else in this world. Yes, we are. We walk around and tell ourselves and tell other people that America is the greatest country in the world. The greatest country in the world. We have an amazing amount of freedom, social, civil freedoms that very few countries, if any, could even compete with. And that's great. That's great. But don't think for a second that just because that's the way it is, that you automatically are able to carry this sense, this false sense of elitism over your fellow man. Over your fellow man. There are 5.7 or 5.8 billion other people in this world who are looking at us like, so the fuck what? I got problems. You're living in a world where there are people who have second and third world problems. You think they give two shits as to whether or not you scored front row seats to the next Britney Spears concert? Fuck no. No. There are people who are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to be able to eat, period. Not even a number six. Not even a number six with a large Coke. Just grain. Grain. The rest of the world is eating grain. Big old stacks of rice. And dirty water. Anyway. Again. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to bring it back. And this is that, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the several reasons so why, like I said before, I do not talk about sports, politics, or religion. I just don't. I don't do it. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. But I mean, I guess going back to the third world. I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, the tragedy, the Haitian earthquakes that happened over the past few days. It's a crazy, like the whole country demolished. It's a small country right next to the Dominican Republic. Small country, the whole area was just completely destroyed, tatters, and tens of thousands. I think the last count that I got was 60,000 people confirmed dead, and just in a matter of days, catastrophic to say the least. And you know, my heart, my thoughts go out to them. But it's crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine about it a few days ago. A friend goes to school here, College of Charleston, and you know, we were just discussing because we had did some background research and kind of got the got the gist of how, you know, back during the slave revolts, they basically kicked out after the revolts, the French left. They're like, screw it, we're not gonna deal with all these unwieldy Negroes all running around crazy on this island. We're gonna let them do what they want to do. Fine. And that's when the corruption started. You know, the faulty governments, that it was more of a more or less an oligarchy where the select rich were running the every aspect of the lives of the overwhelmingly poor. And that's been going on since the end of those revolts. And I guess he was talking about how he was like, Brian, as screwed up as this is going to sound, this whole earthquake, you know, starting with a clean slate, fresh kind of thing, is probably going to be one of the best things, in retrospect, one of the best things that's happened to this country. It's such a poor country. So much money is going into this country. So much relief from countries all over the world. And it's great. It's great to see, you know, that kind of, you know, that kind of volunteerism, you know, just to help your fellow man, just help your brother out, because you never know. The whole, like, I'm a huge believer in the whole pay it forward karma kind of thing. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you just the simplest deed to a complete stranger, the simplest good deed towards a complete stranger one day may come back and help you out later on in life. Hey, you can disagree with me or not, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's worked. That's the way it's always worked. I don't think it's ever been a situation where you've held the door for some dude one day, and then 5 years later, he has a vendetta out against you. It's like, you're the asshole who held the door open for me, man. What, do you think I'm weak? You think I can't protect my own? You can't think I can't protect my own family? No, it doesn't necessarily work that way, which is great. You know, and the relief is great. Haiti, I wish them the best of luck. Of course, you have some weird people. I don't know what it is. Like, whenever there's a national tragedy or a natural disaster, or, yeah, somebody, you know, a white girl goes missing, Some really, you know, interesting celebrity dies. It's the crazy people. The crazy people come out of the woodworks. They I don't know what it is. They some kind of beacon goes off in their minds, and they're like, oh, I know there's going to be cameras. I know there's going to be cameras. I got to go. I got to get in the front. Got to get in the spotlight. But, man, what's his name? Pat Robertson? Well, either way, his comments about how the Haitians, oh man, this earthquake was brought down to the Haitians because they made a pact with the devil during the during the slave revolts. I was like, what? What? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know Haitians. Is it the Haitians? Yeah, the Haitians. There are certain, I guess, little sects in Haiti that still, I don't know if they fully practice voodoo, but I know that they recognize some of the traditions, more or less, that go along with voodoo and the voodoo beliefs. But I mean, even still, that's just an ass backwards thing to say. You know, it's just like, why? And then, like, a few days later, old boy's gonna come back out and be like, whoa. He's like, well, I didn't necessarily mean that, you know, in a bad way. I don't know about y'all, but I don't remember the last time that I've ever said, man, I don't know how you did it, but you must have made a pact with the devil. And think to myself, you know what? As backhanded as that sounds, that was a pretty good compliment, you know? No. How you gonna say they made a pact with the devil? That's why 60,000 plus people lost their lives in one day, in one fell swoop, because they made a pact with the devil, and then go turn around and say, well, I didn't mean it necessarily in a bad way. Shut the fuck up. Oh, boy. Boy. Anyway. And then Rush Limbaugh. You know, I've talked about Rush Limbaugh in the past. Rush Limbaugh had to show his ass. He had to show his ass on his radio, his talk show. It was just like, you know, Obama is using this Haitian earthquake tragedy to take as a means to cover up, not so much cover up, but just take some of the attention off of him being a Muslim. You know, like, it's just gotten to a point where Rush Limbaugh, I mean, he's not a journalist. I wouldn't call him a journalist. I wouldn't call him, I mean, he's a talk show host, but even that's not really an actual profession. I would never put talk show host on a business card. But he's like a provocateur, if you will, an entertainer, a shock jock, if you will. And not even in a good way, not even like the awesome Howard Stern satellite radio kind of way, but he just says shit just to say it. Like, he said, but you have to give Rush Limbaugh credit, because even when Pat came back and was like, well, now that I think about it, what I said wasn't really what I meant to say, but I kind of meant to say it, but not necessarily in those words. And so he was kind of wishy-washy about it. He didn't really stick to his gun. Rush Limbaugh was like, yeah, like, I got to give it to Rush Limbaugh. He was a G. He was like, you know, real talk. I said what I meant. I didn't stutter. I did not misspeak. You know, I said what I meant, and I meant what I said. And fuck y'all. I don't give a damn. Next. And so, like I said, I'll give him, he's a G for that one. I'll give him that one. But yeah. Whew, that was got some of that off my chest. That was very therapeutic. That was very therapeutic. Now, everybody, you know, do it with me. Take a deep breath in. And then we're back to normal. You see? Sometimes you just gotta talk it out, even if it's by your damn self. The next thing you know, you're walking around bitter, you know, resentful, just angry for no reason. You just gotta talk it out. Otherwise, that's how ulcers form. You know, that's how you get ulcers. Well, ladies, that's how you get wrinkles. Ladies, you got to talk it out sometimes. Sometimes you got to sit down with your best girlfriends and be like, you know what, girlfriend? We got to talk. Talk it out. Guys, I mean, if you want to do that, just sit down with your guys. Sit down with your guy friends. Be like, dog, I got to talk to you. We got to rap for a second, man. It makes you feel a whole lot better, I promise.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies?
The commissioner!
The name of the game is Lightworks.
J Dilla, Kwali, Q-Tip, ayo, 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 ayo. Yo, blast from the past, yo, I'm back from the get-go. Let's go, rap extra special. Y'all dudes gas like snaps on the petrol. Flashy, like the gun blast in the ghetto. Sparkling like fireworks when we light up the sky. We independent like the 4th of July. The why? We ask a question that you're forced to reply to. Shine through the night, through the orange, the sky blue. Rhyme for survival. Rest the BK like Big J, a sky zoo. Fly with the haikus, a pro with the pros. Still worse with the verse, dispersing the hurt. To rappers gotta work with the nurse, made it the first. Get the Q-tip and taking a purse. See how they all up in my mug like they're taking a purse. Now that's hard. Like the population of Rikers. This here, easy, yeah. Light work. Come on.
The name of the game is Light Works. Light up the slips. The name of the game is Light Works.
Thank you for listening. I hope everybody, you know, drive safe, love safe, and live safe. That's all you can really do. Just take all the precautions you need to, wrap it up, strap it up before you smack, flip, and rub it down, you know. And just be happy. Be happy. Like I said before, just be happy. Just keep calm your nerves. It's the end of the night before you tuck yourselves into bed. And just let it go. Whatever kind of stress, any kind of trials or tribulations that you may have had today, just let it go. The more you worry about them, that just means you're going to have last night's problems with you when it comes time to tackle today's problem. You heard? All right. Well, this is your boy, GQ Bound, signing off for White Boy, #WhiteBoyWednesdayRadio, CFCRadio.com.
on campus, College of Charleston, Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you to all my international, my national and international listeners. Hope I'm keeping you entertained. All right. Good night.